See, I was asking you about if you had a little place outside,
a little shelter for the chickens, where someplace they could come in out of the rain. Is there any particular name you have for something like that?
Well, probably a chicken shed.
Chicken shed? Okay. Talking about chickens, you know, when you fry chicken, what is that piece that the children like to get, you know, so they can pull it apart?
Pulley bone?
Pulley bone? What is the story or the superstition behind that? If you pull it, what's supposed to happen?
Well, they call it pulley bone, or, you know, wishbone.
Yeah.
You're supposed to make a wish, I believe it is, and the one with the longest pieces will be the one that can make the wish.
Yeah, he'll get
it. He's supposed to get his wish, see.
Yeah. Well, is there any particular name for that they call the long piece of bone or the short piece of bone? Have you ever heard that?
You mean drumstick or?
Well, I'm talking about the same piece of chicken.
Oh, the same piece of chicken? No.
Haven't heard that. Okay. What about the inside parts of a chicken or a hog that you can eat? Something like the liver and the heart and the gizzard. Is there any word for all that together?
Giblets in case giblets. Of a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know of any for a hog.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call that the haslet?
I've heard it referred to as haslet, to make a, mm-hmm. you know, haslet stew.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Does that mean the inside parts that you can eat, like the heart and gizzard and all that sort of thing, the liver and lights?
Well, it would be referred to as that because, you know, that's what you make your stew out of, as all the combination of the four parts there.
Yeah. What do you call those things that you can use to, as part of a hog that some people use to stuff sausage in?
In the small intestine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there another word for that? When you cook those things, you call them what?
You mean cooked and not being stuffed?
Yeah.
Chitlin.
That's the chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, we were talking about calls to animal a minute ago. How would you call to a cow, or how have you heard people call to cows to get them in from the pasture?
They just say quoy, something mm-hmm. like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
What about if they were milking the cow? Would they say anything to the cow to get it to stand still?
Let's see. I believe they use the word saw.
Saw?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You ever heard them say anything in particular to get them to move a leg back when they're milking?
Back your leg.
Back your leg?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about calls to calves? You ever heard people call to calves?
Not any different from cow, I don't recall.
Be the same thing.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're using say mules or horses when you're plowing, what do you say to them to make them turn left?
Be ha.
And to turn right.
G.
Yeah. And what about calls to horses? If you had some horses out in the pasture and you wanted them to come in, how would you call them?
Well, I have seen a whistle used.
Whistle?
You know, whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And they will sometimes respond to that, but mm-hmm. I don't know of any other particular call.
Don't know of any calls, okay. What about if you were riding a horse, and let's say he was not moving, what would you say to him to make him start?
You would kind of make a clucking sound with your tongue, mm-hmm. like that.
What about if you were already moving? What would you say to him to make him go even faster?
Well, some people say giddy up, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of a scolding fashion manner.
Yeah. And to get him to stop, you'd say what?
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, how would you call the pigs when it's time to feed them?
You just call pig, 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 like that.
Mm-hmm.